You see, we overestimate what we can do in one day, and we underestimate what we can do in many days. And you're better to do a little bit for many days than a lot for one day.
That's John C. Maxwell. And this is the Depression Detox Show. And welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Wednesday. As always, I am grateful for you tuning in with me today as we have New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and pastor John Maxwell back on the show to talk about the number one rule of his 15 laws of growth. Here's John C. Maxwell. Enjoy.
In the 15, the book that I wrote is the 15 laws of growth. And I would like to give you two of them and apply them to you and myself spiritually. And law number one is the law of consistency. And the law of consistency says motivation gets you going, discipline keeps you growing. In other words, we get started by being motivated, but if we're going to achieve, it's not the spurt, it's not the start, it's the process. And motivation gets us going, but discipline keeps us growing. We have to be more than just motivated. Now, when I think about motivation getting us going, I'm thinking of the fact here we are. It's the first week of the first weekend of the new year, and we are here in perfect attendance on a very spiritual high over that. And we're kind of excited. And what do we do? At the first of the year, we make New Year's resolutions. How many of you made New Year's resolution for this year? How many of you made at least one? Oh, many of you did. How about the other campuses? Raise your hand if you made New Year's resolutions. Okay. We get motivated about it. We got this fresh year. We got a new start. And this is a brand new sheet of paper, clean sheet. Here I go. So motivation gets us going. That's January. And then February comes, huh? They say that it takes 17 days to forget the resolution that we make in the first of the year. So by January the 17th, we're kind of worthless again. You follow what I'm saying? We were good for a couple weeks. Well, what's that? That's the spurt. That's the motivation. And this principle, the law of consistency says that you really get good, not by being good just in a spurt or in a start, but you really get good by being consistent. Now, when you think of consistency as a law of growth, it's not really an exciting law, is it? I mean, you say, John, you had 15, why did you pick that? Seems a little boring. I mean, consistency. I mean, think about it. If somebody came up to you and they said, there are some things I really admire about your life, and so you're kind of excited because they're going to talk to you about what they admire in your life, so you kind of sit on the edge of your seat and say, go ahead. You have an hour. Go ahead. Tell me. What do you admire about my life? And if they looked at us and they said, well, what I really admire about you is you were just so... and you're just kind of waiting, and you've got words for them, adjectives, if they can't think of them, you got a list there. And you're just so consistent. That's kind of a letdown. That wasn't what you were looking for. It's not a sexy word, is it? You're so consistent. I think of the 15 laws, it's the most important law. I know in my life, because I've lived these laws and practiced these laws since 1974, I know in my law, the law of consistency would be number one. If there is any success that I've had, I can promise you, it goes to the fact that as a young man, I understood the value of process and day in and day out being consistent. I got to thinking about the other day. Since 1967, I've been speaking. In fact, I was kind of curious. Malcolm Gladwell talked about the fact that if you really want to be good at something, you have to do it 10,000 times. And I thought, man, that's kind of a high number. You know, it's kind of discouraging. You know what I'm saying? I'd like to be good at that. Well, do it 10,000 times and you can get good at it. And then I began to think, I wonder how many times I've spoken. And so I went back and I just took a little time and I figured I've spoken over 12,000 times. And so people say, John, you sit on a stool and you stick a cough drop in your mouth and you drink water and you just kind of relax and you're just talking to me. How can you be that way? Are you nervous? No, I'm not nervous. I don't get nervous when I speak. But I've done it 12,000 times. Kind of takes the magic out, doesn't it? When you think 12, if you can't get relaxed doing something after 12,000 times, it's not your gift. I don't know what your gift is, but if you do it 12,000 times and you're not any good at it after what? Hello. I've been writing since 1979. I've been teaching leadership since 1974. I've been providing resources to help train and develop people since 1982. I'm kind of boring. I really am. I just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. It's called the law of consistency. Now, you've heard me teach this, so I'm going to take a one-minute review. I don't need to take a long time, but you've heard me teach the rule of five. You remember the rule of five? Let me just help you, because I'm going to teach you the rule of five spiritually. That's the meat of the lesson tonight. The rule of five says if I have a tree in my backyard that I want to cut down, and if I have an axe, if I go out every day and I take that axe and I swing five times at the tree, that's where you get the rule of five. I swing five times at the tree and then put the axe down. Are you with me? And the next day I pick up the axe, I swing five times, put the axe down. Next day, swing five times, put the axe down. Next day, swing five times, put the axe down. In other words, every day I'm swinging five times, just five, not 50, not 500, not 555, five times, just five swings every day. The rule of five says, if you do that every day, five times, just five times every day, eventually what's going to happen to that tree? Talk to me. It's going to fall. Now, it's not a question, is it going to fall? We don't need to have a debate on it. You don't have to say, oh my gosh, I don't think, John, that could ever fall. I mean, no. If you swing just five times, eventually the tree will fall. Now, if it's a big tree, it'll take a while, maybe take a year, maybe take 2 years, maybe take 10 years. I don't know. But here's what we know. If you do it every day, and what we know about every day is every day works. Some day doesn't. Because I hear a lot of people doing the someday stuff. Well, you know, someday, somewhere, under the rainbow. Someplace, sometime. Doesn't work. Yesterday doesn't work. You see, the key to the rule of five is every day. And by the way, how many times did he swing the axe at the tree? Talk to me. Five times, not 50 times, just five times. Oh my goodness. That's not how we do it. We start the new year out and we want to get that tree down. We get that axe out there and we don't swing five times. We don't swing 50 times. We swing 500 times. We go into lunch. We go, you know, kind of get a little neck massage and go out and swing. We just kill that tree that first day. And guess what? On the second day, we don't want to see that tree again. We don't want to see the axe. You see, we overestimate what we can do in one day, and we underestimate what we can do in many days. And you're better to do a little bit for many days than a lot for one day. And the rule of five is, the law of consistency is just absolutely life-changing. Once you begin to understand it, you don't need to be brilliant. You don't need to swing the axe all day. You just need to every day do five things. Every day.
big thanks to John C. Maxwell for stopping by. And today's take-home lesson can be summed up in one phrase, and that is, a little by a little becomes a lot. And I can do an entire episode, solo episode, which I've been thinking about doing lately. I may do it, so you can contact me on Instagram if that's something that you would like to hear. Maybe a solo episode of just things that are on my mind, things that I've listened to, things that I've read, you know, adding a little bit more to some of the talks and the messages on these episodes. So yeah, you can get in contact with me, but there's so much I want to say about consistency and how important consistency is. And I've been doing this podcast coming up to 4 years now in June, and I haven't missed a day. And I've been posting stuff on Instagram since November 1st, and I've only missed one day. And it just, I don't know how sometimes, but it's just something that I really pride myself in doing. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm not perfect, but I'm going to get it done. And it really is important, and it really helps you grow. And what I mean by that is being able to prioritize your day, being able to put certain things in perspective, what is important, what really resonates most with you, and then being able to follow through on that is really self-gratifying. So as I said, I can go into an entire monologue, an entire episode on this topic, but consistency is one of the staples to self-growth, personal development, and I'll just leave it at that. So if you'd like to connect with John C. Maxwell, you can go to his website, johnmaxwellteam.com. That is also his Instagram. His YouTube is entitled, his YouTube channel is entitled Maxwell Leadership. His latest book is entitled The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, Live Them and Reach Your Potential. And lastly, his podcast is entitled Maxwell Leadership Podcast. And if you'd like to check out the last time we've had him featured on the show, you can go back and check out either episode 465 or episode 295. And I'll have all of these things that I just mentioned in the show description, so no need to fret. And lastly, if you'd like to watch this entire talk on YouTube where he breaks down all 15 laws, you can go there and go to YouTube and type in John C. Maxwell, Laws of Growth, and it'll pop right up. All right, that is a wrap for me. Thank you so much for being here with me today. As always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a terrific rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.